back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics. Each of my guests is discussing a political topic. My next guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. A longtime Ventura native, will discuss the challenges he sees facing Ventura and his platform to address those challenges. If you have a question or if you want to call in and talk to my guest, Ken Cousins, you can call us at 639-0008. Now, just some background. The City Council candidates' interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping, who will be opening up on November the 19th, Villa Tosca Garden Center at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard, located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for your gardening and landscaping needs at 805-701-2486. Call them or talk to them, and you get 15% off of all your purchases between now and the end of the year at Villa Tosca Garden Center. Let me explain the format of the council interviews. All council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of 11 agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request, despite numerous reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same basic set of questions, and the candidates were given these questions before the interview. My next guest, Ken Cousins, is a Ventura resident for nearly 50 years. Boy, I bet he's seen a lot of changes in that time. 32 years he served as a deputy with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. He retired as a captain. He and his wife are small business owners. They own a Secret Place Salon and Day Spa in downtown Ventura. Ken holds a master's in public administration from Cal Lutheran University. He was a prior candidate council candidate in 1971 and 1973 when he stressed the need to redevelop the downtown area to attract tourism. And interestingly enough, he's a member of the International Blue Knights Motorcycle Club, the California chapter number 17. Welcome to the show, Ken. How are you?
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for taking time to talk to us about your candidacy for the Ventura Council. So let's just start with a big overriding question. What draws you to civic service to serve on the City Council?
You know, when I first retired from the Sheriff's Department in 2007, I wanted to get actively involved, even more so than I have been all my life. At Buena High School, I was on the student council and president of the Police Science Club at Ventura College. I became part of the International Footprints Association, different organizations to try to help the community. Worked a lot with the hearing impaired people back then. And ever since then, I've always tried to be actively involved as much as I could. And I love Ventura. It's been my city since 1958-59 when I was first moved here. And I was raised here, got to raise my kids, and now I'm raising my grandkids.
Wow.
And to me, it's a wonderful place to be. It's my home, and I want to make it even better.
All right. Well, let's dive into some of the specific topics, if we can, Ken. First of all, let's start with something that's on everybody's mind, and that's jobs. What are you going to do to attract and retain more jobs to Ventura?
What we've got to do is we've got to let the business community know that we're welcoming them. We've identified ourselves as a new arts city. I'd like to continue on and say the new arts city and a business-friendly community.
Okay.
I think it's so important for us to let businesses know. I call what we're in the middle of right now store wars.
What is store wars?
Well, we're losing the battle because the stores are going somewhere else.
Okay.
They're going to Camarillo. They're going to Oxnard. Why are they not coming to us? We have to be able to show them that we're welcoming them into our community. We will definitely welcome their sales tax bases.
Well, we all want their sales tax revenue. There's no question about it. Specifically, though, Ken, what can we do to tell businesses who heretofore have not wanted to locate in Ventura that we're open for business?
Well, we have to show them, first of all, that we have the availability for their product to be moved in and out of the city. We have to continue moving Olivas Park. We have to modify the existing off-ramp at California Street, work with Caltrans to do that. We have to show that we have the schools, we have the places that they want to bring their families when they're here. We have the potential employee bank that's available of people that really want to work hard. A lot of folks are talking about high-tech jobs. I'm saying jobs for everyone. I'm saying the middle-class folks that need work. We have something like 9.5%, almost 10% unemployment rate here.
Statewide, it's 11 to 12%.
But right here in town, we have groups like the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers that are trying to get new young people to come in so they can tutor them, so they can make them familiar with what their jobs are. We have to work together as a community. We have to realize that we're all in the same boat here. And together, we can make this town an even better city. And I think that'll prove to the businesses that we do really want them here.
And how specifically, Ken, would you get the word out to those businesses?
Well, we're ambassadors. I mean, we, you know, in official manner, as well as we have to prove that we welcome not only new businesses, but we work to keep the businesses we have here in town going strong. And I think it's my ability. It's my ability now that I'm retired and that the wife won't let me in a salon to get out there and communicate with people more. I believe in more that, you know, they say the door swings both ways. I want to spend time out in the community. I do it now with the Ventura City Corps kids. And we do a lot helping out in the community with seniors and different organizations that we're helping. And as a city councilman, I want the idea of folks to know that I'm out, I'm available. I'll be talking with them.
All right. My guest is Ken Cousins. He is a challenger for the Ventura City Council positions that are happening at the November elections this year. Ken, let me come back to it because you mentioned it briefly in that last answer, and that was retention of businesses. Because this is a two-part equation. It's bringing new businesses in. It's retaining businesses there. Specifically, what do you have in mind to help retain businesses in this area?
Well, it's so important that the city have an understanding of what the needs are. We have to understand that regulations, permits, sometimes there's a lot of confusion that exists there. What a lot of these new businesses or the current businesses we have, they think they're going by everything that has to be expected of them, and then all of a sudden, the last second, something new gets thrown on them. It's us at the salon, you know, we have to answer to so many different, we have to state rulings, the county rulings, and the city. It would be nice if we can just have a thorough, better understanding what it is that's required, and the businesses know that they can come to the city and not be pressured, but to actually want to work together, feel as though they come out of that as a team, you know, working together to keep their business going strong. Because as we lose our mom and pop businesses, we lose our sense of small town, and we can't lose that because that's so important to me.
All right. We want to keep that small town feeling. Now, specifically, what can businesses and city do together to have that partnership that you just alluded to?
Communication more. I think it's important for the people. They have to understand who their government is, not where they sit, but knowing them. Knowing that if they had a specific problem or a specific question, they had someone to call. And I think it's important for me as a councilman to make that information available to the businesses. I'd like to go out and about and talk with them and let them know, if you have this kind of problem, this type of thing, let's talk with this person. Rather than looking each other across the table as the enemy, we've got to look at the problem and try to solve it together. And I think if we can do that, we can stop finger-pointing. The whole idea of just working together as a team and moving on. And I think we have to do that. We have to also try to our best to you work with synergy. In other words, work with all the community together to say, hey, folks, we've got this little business going here. Let's take a look at what's going on around them. Let's see if we can enhance their businesses by working with this business.
And it's a big challenge. Let me just share an anecdote with you. As I was setting up these interviews with the city council candidates, I thought, well, there's an easy way to get all of their names and their addresses and their telephone numbers. I'll just call the city in order to do that. I called the city and got a robo-attendant and tried to meander my way through the robo-attendant to find the correct office in order to do this. And in so doing, the robo-attendant kept putting me into dead ends. This is a person that's no longer there. This is a number that no longer works. Please dial the correct assumption. That is just anecdotal story about how difficult it was for me just to set up the interviews with 11 city council candidates. And I only throw that out there as an anecdote. I want to come back to you, though, Ken, and focus on this because Ken Cousins is my guest. We're talking about his bid for the Ventura City Council. And it's along the lines of economics, and that is tourism. Tourism is such a big part of our economy here. What plans do you have in order to increase tourism in Ventura?
I think tourism, and I said in 1971, I said tourism is a clean industry. And even back in 71, I said I'm tired of Ventura being the stopping off spot between L.A. and Santa Barbara. We have the beauty here. We have the history here. We have the arts here. And we look at what the future's bringing for us here in Ventura. We have the potential of having the Ventura River Estuary, which would be converted to a bicycle, walkway, pedestrian-friendly area. That's a 4 or 5 hour walk. Then you take a look at the botanical gardens that they're going to be building behind City Hall and the potential for an amphitheater behind City Hall. Now that combined with the natural beauty we have here, our beaches, our mission, our new museums, and the various arts that are available in Ventura. This is tourism. People come to Ventura to see the beaches. They come to enjoy clean beaches. And this is all, we have to sell the city as an entire package so people don't just come up for one day, but they'll want to stay for 4 or 5 days.
And that's good. I want to challenge you, though, on the tourism for just a minute, if I can, Ken. I agree with you that it's a clean industry. We don't have smokestacks belching out soot. That is true. But tourism is also a very low-paying industry. So how, if we develop tourism and we have people in those tourist jobs, how can those people become residents of the city? How can they afford housing? How can they afford to live here?
Well, we have to take a look at affordable housing in the first place. We have to take a look at the houses that are available for sale right now. What people are sometimes building and calling affordable houses are $450,000. Well, that's a lot of money. But we have good houses here, for example, in the East End that are available for sales. According to the realtors, we have homes that are available. But at the same time, we have to understand that people, that tourists, when they come, they spend money. They stay at the hotels. They eat at the good restaurants. This is just business. This is the sales taxes coming into Ventura that we didn't have before. So we also have to look at our quality of life issues to make sure they're going to want to come, they're going to want to stay. We have to take a look at our problem with our vacancy downtown. We have to take a look at our dirty streets, how we're going to resolve this problem. It's a win-win situation when we start bringing in good tourism, we start bringing in tax dollars, we can look at upgrading our law enforcement, our fire, and our public works personnel so they can address some of those problems.
Okay, one follow-on question on tourism, then we'll move on to a different subject, Ken, and that is, I agree with much of what you're saying about tourism and so forth. The problem is, how are we going to attract those tourists when we don't have the dollars today to do the advertising? From where is the money coming?
Well, we currently have our Visitors Bureau. We're working with them to try to do what we can. We have local TV. We have local radio. The word is getting out now. The word is getting out that Ventura is a place to go. I've had the opportunity to speak with so many tourists from Britain, the Midwest. They're coming to Ventura. They like it here. They love the weather. And the thing is, I want them to go back home, and I want to tell their people back there that I visited Ventura. It's a beautiful town. I want to come back. Not that, well, we had to deal with vagrants that hit me up four times when I walked up California Street. Nah. We got to welcome them and show that. And we've got to look at our harbor. We've got to look at our agriculture. I talked to those folks and said, have you been out to the east end of Ventura yet? No. I said, go take a look out there. Look at the beautiful fields. We have miles and miles of oranges and lemons out there. Take a drive out Foothill Road. This is a positive thing for Ventura. It's a whole big package, and we got to sell it as one.
All right, we'll be selling the package. My guest is Ken Cousins. He is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. And, Ken, in that last answer, you talked a little bit about development. You talked about affordable housing. So I want to ask you specifically, what is your position on growth and development in Ventura? I mean, how can we be a family-oriented lifestyle if we don't have this adequate and affordable housing?
You know, I've heard so many times that there's a lot of plans on the table. That's what I hear. And your plans on the table is like a lunchtime buffet at 2:30. You know, it doesn't get used. You got to throw it away. So we got to start looking at is making things happen right now. We got to look at the affordable housing. We're building new homes right now off of Darling Road. They're talking about increased density homes. And in those situations, for dealing with specific types of residents, usually senior citizens or single individuals, it's a good thing to have. But at the same time, too, it's controlled parking. We have to be aware of, you know, what's available for parking. But we also want to attract the young families. And we have a lot of senior citizens that are moving to Ventura because the weather is ideal. It's a good place to retire. But if we're trying to bring in younger people, we have to have affordable housing, houses that they can have a front yard or a backyard where they can have room for their kids. This is what we have to try to concentrate on.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the elderly and people moving to retire here in Ventura, because I'm going to ask you to comment on the Freenies and the development that they had, which is a senior development housing out at the end of Telegraph Road. And they right now are involved in a lawsuit with the city council. I'm not going to ask you to comment on the lawsuit. They're alleging that the city council misled them about the senior housing project that they built on the east side. Comment only on the process, if you will, Ken, and that is, how could the plans go through the design and review committee? How could they go through the planning commission? How could those plans be on public display for weeks at a time and then have the project stopped by a vocal minority who passed up the opportunity to object at the design review committee and also at the planning commission level?
You know, I really would have to become more familiar as far as what they were told to begin with. What they were initially.
I'm not going to ask you to comment on the case itself, because
right,
that's not
right.
Germane here. But I'm talking about the process. How can you go through a design review committee, planning commission, have design on record, publicly available for viewing, and then, as the project is being built, well into the development of the project, have a few vocal minorities speak up against the project and stop the entire thing?
You know, property owners have rights. And at the same time, too, is I think when the Freenies, if like I say, I can't say I'm 100% familiar with the whole thing, but at the same time, too, if they've been given the go-ahead, if they've been given the okay to go with what they have and then to make the corrections that they've had, to jump through the hoops, so to speak, it just doesn't seem right to me that they would, at the last minute, refuse them to allow them to build. I mean, I think when they've had the opportunity and they've gone with their requirements that they've had to modify things, and
This is particularly germane to you because what happened was they did pass the design review committee. They did pass the planning commission. The neighbors objected, and the issue was brought to the city council on which you hope to serve. And at that point, the city council ruled in favor of the people objecting to the project, even though the project had gone through it. So knowing that, how would you either change the process or how would you rectify the situation when you have one group of minority people objecting to a building project that had been planned and passed by your review committee in every stage of your government to that point?
Well, like I say, I can't armchair quarterback the decisions of the city council. Myself, I would tend to look toward the Freeney situation, and I would probably tend to favor them.
All right. Well, let's not ask you to armchair quarterback. I was just looking for your position as a future city council member. My guest is Ken Cousins. He is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. Ken, in just the minute or two that we have remaining, prioritize the issues that you think are the most important for Ventura in the next 4 years.
I think public safety is a major issue. I think our lack of adequate staffing in public works, police, and fire has had an effect on the overall quality of life here in Ventura. Like I say, I stress economic growth. I think we need to get this city moving again. We've been stagnant for too long. I think we need to prove that we're a business-friendly community, that we are concerned about the needs of the people here in town. And I think we need better business-government relationships. Like we spoke about earlier, we need to have better lines of communication, not robo-phones, like you mentioned. And a common-sense approach to city expenses. My mom and dad used to tell me, if you don't have the money, don't spend it. I mean, that's why I rarely use a credit card. If I don't have the money, I don't spend it. And if we don't have the money on the city for the city to pay for certain issues, items, I'm not going to support it.
Okay, and then that brings up the next question. From where does the money come to increase our public safety, to increase our economic growth? How will that money, will it be reshifting or reprioritizing existing projects, or do you have a plan for bringing in additional revenue to create the goals that you have in mind for the next 4 years?
Well, we have to look at the old things we've already talked about. We're talking about tourism. We're talking about new increased businesses. I'd like to see more retail big box stores in Ventura. I don't think we don't have any. As it is right now.
We have a Lowe's at Mills.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of our freeway neighbor down here called Costco and a few others. I'd like to see something here in Ventura with that sales tax coming in. But we also have to take a look and prioritize exactly where our monies are being spent right now. We have to realize we have to get Fire Station 4 open. We have to keep it open. When you take a look at 20% of our calls for service pertain to the downtown vacancy problem, and what it does when fire agencies, the fire departments have to respond there, that's going to increase response times throughout the city. Mm-hmm. So we have to. It's a major important issue for me. And that's pretty much it.
Well, my guest has been Ken Cousins. He is a challenger for the Ventura City Council race. Ken, if people like what they hear from you, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your policies, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Oh, it's Cousins for Council 2011. And it should pop right up.
Well, now, you want to spell that because it's an unusual spelling of Cousins.
The common spelling, yeah. It's Cousens, and then 4, F-O-R, and then Council, 2011.
Oh, Ken, thank you so much for being my special guest. It has been a delight. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thanks for your time.